This is the AngloGold Ashanti Sustainability Podcast Series. Let's get the views now of Steve Rickman, Senior Vice President, Business Effectiveness at AngloGold Ashanti. Steve, your role at AngloGold Ashanti, Business Effectiveness, it's a role I haven't heard of before. What does it mean and what does it mean to you?
Well, in its broadest sense, business effectiveness is centered on providing the operations with the greatest likelihood of success in their identifying of gold resources, planning the extraction of the gold, maximizing production in the safest, most cost-effective and sustainable manner. And this covers a wide range of activities and focus points managed by many departments and functions. However, my specific business effectiveness focus is on the design, development and ongoing improvement of Project One. And Project One is both an end and a means to an end. As an end, Project One is about creating an AngloGold Ashanti that is one business, one team, one future. However, at the same time, Project One as a means to an end is about bringing systems and people together, where the people are enablers of the system, and hence our business philosophy that people are the business and our business is people, where people are certainly not assets to the business.
There's, of course, been a lot of focus on Project One with the other interviews I've conducted with your colleagues, and AngloGold Ashanti has made a significant investment in Project One. It's a revolutionary project, as far as I can understand. Why is it so important in achieving the company's goals? How will it work? How will you implement it?
Mm-hmm. Well, Project One as a means to an end is about bringing systems and people together. It's about having the right people in the right roles at the right time, doing the right work in the right way. The focus is on ensuring that we have, throughout the organization, a capable, accountable, and engaged workforce using effective, efficient, and reliable processes. And by having a capable, accountable, and engaged workforce using these processes, AngloGold Ashanti will not only deliver on its business objectives, and we've got six of those set across areas such as safety, productivity, costs, and environmental management, etc. So not only delivering on those business objectives, but it will also create sustainable growth and enable AngloGold Ashanti to fulfill its vision of being the leading mining company. And with our focus on systems and people, we've developed two initiatives. On the system side, we've developed a business process framework known as BPF, and this articulates the processes by which line managers and supervisors approach their work. It's about setting business expectations, conducting integrated planning, optimizing work management, analyzing and improving their work, and it's all about continuous improvement and improving the way in which we operate. On the people side of things, we've developed what we call the System for People, known as SP. And this aims to create a culture of accountability and trust, consistent with our organization's values. We are a values-based organization. And within SP, there are three key objectives, where we are aiming to create the right organization design, secondly, ensure we have the right people in the right roles, and thirdly, developing effective working relationships. So that is how this will land in the business and ensure that we deliver on our business expectations and ultimately our vision.
So System for People is really very much an integral part of Project One. It's going to be implemented. I mean, at ground level, how is it going to be implemented, though, Steve?
As I say, talking to those three objectives of SP, of the right organization design, the right people in the right roles, and the developing effective working relationships, it's been vitally important to design and develop a globally applicable set of policy standards, guidelines, and tools, so we have one common approach across the business, whilst at the same time allowing for regional and country configuration to suit their operational nuances, which are brought about by our diverse cultures, legislation, industry practices, labor markets, etc., in which we conduct our business. So to overcome that, a small team in Johannesburg have worked collaboratively with HR managers from across the global operations, have codified policies, standards, guidelines, and tools, which are ultimately aimed for the HR fraternity across the globe to facilitate with their line managers. So with regards to the first objective of the right organization design, we've developed material that ensures line management design structures and roles in a consistent manner, that there's a clear articulation of accountability and authority in the roles, and more importantly, that there's a clear understanding of cross-functional working relationships between these roles across the globe. On the second objective of ensuring we have the right people in the right roles, we've again developed material and tools that focus on typical HR activities such as long to medium term HR planning, talent pool development, selection recruitment, remuneration and benefits, for example. And these are all aimed at the ongoing matching of employee capability to role complexity. with an integrated approach to having the right people in the right roles, we can overcome what I think many large organizations encounter by way of promoting people to their level of incompetence, and it's commonly known as the Peter Principle. But large organizations run into this problem, and without a fully integrated approach to HR covering all of those HR systems that I mentioned, we do run that risk. So that's how we overcome that. And then on the third objective of developing effective working relationships, we've developed material which is centered on equipping all managers and supervisors with the skills and techniques to manage their staff in accordance with our values. While at the same time, and I would stress more importantly, we create in a working environment that allows for employee engagement, where we create an environment where employees are engaged in their work, have the opportunity to influence the design of their work, that we engage the hearts and minds of employees, not necessarily just their hands. And through this, we facilitate a process of continuous improvement, which for AngloGold Ashanti certainly can be a competitive advantage in the mining industry.
Steve, I think this really does reiterate how important the human element is in a mining operation. Thanks so much for your time. That's Steve Rickman, Senior Vice President, Business Effectiveness at your company, AngloGold Ashanti.